Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
How did a Dallas high school become Firearm Friday? Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and there were some tense moments for both parents and students this morning at Wilmer Hutchins High after a student was shot. Police say it happened in the classroom when one student pulled out a handgun and shot the other in the leg. The victim was taken to the hospital, expected to be okay. Police caught the student soon after. Dallas ISD Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde says they want to know how the student was able to get the gun into the school.
That is obviously the question I have that I don't have an answer for with regard to how did the gun get inside. We do have metal detectors. They were in use today. We know that there are vulnerabilities. There are so many entrances to schools. So that's one of the areas that the chief will be working with the school to identify those vulnerabilities.
She says a teacher was able to keep the gunman away from the classroom and directed him away from the school, keeping the incident from becoming a whole lot worse.
I'm Kurt Lewis at Wilmer Hutchins High School, where parents quickly gathered after word of the shooting spread today. Many were very frustrated at the length of time it took to be told about what happened or to unite them with their children.
The situation
didn't even get a damn apology.
They don't care. And for y'all to have all of this equipment here to protect these children,
defective,
and then it's still not work,
they
what
don't
does
care.
That say about the schooling system?
They don't care.
You have all these children here. These are majority Hispanic and black children go to this school. So what is that teaching our children? That we don't care about them, that they're not important because of their race, or that y'all can't afford to get high-end things from them?
For long, parents who had been kept on the sidewalk outside the campus were allowed to move to the building, where they lined up to be led inside three at a time for emotional reunions with their children. At Wilmer Hutchins High School, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Guilty on all counts, KRLD's LP Phillips has the results of the IV bag tampering trial.
Former doctor Ronaldo Ortiz is now facing a possible life prison term. The jury found Ortiz injected five IV bags with lethal levels of drugs, causing patients to suffer cardiac issues. There were other cases not presented, but part of the trial. John Casper's wife, a doctor who took one of those spiked IV bags home to rehydrate, died in front of him. He says this is justice, but without closure.
My best friend is gone, and if you're lucky and you have a good set of friends, you can move on. And I've been lucky to have a great support system, and everybody's kept me going.
A pre-sentence investigation will take place, and then in a couple of months, Chief Judge David Godbee will decide on a sentence that could lock Ortiz up for life. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A suspect is in custody after a stolen 18-wheeler smashed into a Texas Department of Public Safety office in Brenham. One person was killed, 13 others injured. DPS Regional Director Gerald Brown says this is a tragic day.
This is a tragic day for us. tragic day. My heart and goes out. My heart and prayers goes out to the family members.
Police say 42-year-old Cleanard Parker from Chapel Hill had been denied a commercial driver's license the day before. He was being chased by police when he crashed into the building. He was not injured. An SMU football player surrendered to police this morning to face several charges after a car crash on Central Expressway 2 weeks ago.
Police allege Theodore Knox was driving a Corvette and Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rushee Rice was driving a Lamborghini SUV that got into a multi-car crash that injured four people. Dallas police say Knox surrendered in Glen Heights, just like Rice did a day earlier. Investigators say Knox and Rice were traveling more than 100 miles an hour before the crash. The pair each faced charges of aggravated assault and collision involving serious bodily injury. A witness's dash cam video shows the crash and people in the two sports cars getting out and walking away. SMU says the football team has suspended Knox. From the 24-hour news center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's going to be a crazy weekend at the Texas Motor Speedway, and it starts tonight.
A lot of people in RV lots park in the same place every year and see the same friends.
We're all together right here.
This whole area.
And this is where we stayed last year, and this is where we got again this year.
So they start planning ahead of time. One group has friends from Amarillo, Oklahoma, and Kansas.
We're in a group chat, and when it gets close to the races, we're all, okay, we're going to go out and get the campsites. They bring grill, we bring this.
Yeah. Everybody brings food.
We all share.
They say they were glad to arrive to sunshine and temperatures in the 80s.
It was raining, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're like, go away, go away. Yeah.
When you come here, you got to pack for all four seasons because you don't know what you're going to end up with.
At Texas Motor Speedway, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Mavs are in the playoffs. They're playing the Clippers. Tickets go on sale this weekend.
The Mavericks are playoff bound after securing the Southwest Division, and you'll be able to snag your tickets beginning this Sunday at 8 p.m. for their first round matchup versus the Los Angeles Clippers. The Mavs have faced the Clippers in the postseason now three of the last 4 years, with the Clippers taking both of the prior series. This time, though, it feels a little different. With star Luka Doncic playing at an MVP level, with plenty of talent around the roster, and Dallas entering the Western Conference playoffs on a hot streak, winning their last 18 out of 20 games. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.